Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Orsino. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Meyer. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bob Meyer. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Campaneris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. Causey moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Dave Vineyard now pitching. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orsino moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Bob Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Vineyard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vineyard hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gentile hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens strikes out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Campaneris. Orsino reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vineyard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Vineyard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vineyard is 0 for 1 in the game. Vineyard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards second. Green scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2 for 2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gentile scores. Matthews moves to third. It's 6-1, Athletics. Bob Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orsino scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Orsino takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 3-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jose Tardabul now playing left field. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Stu Miller. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-3 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Jones now pitching. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-3 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-3 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowens strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.